Blog Talk Radio.
So I let the bitch hang out with me, right? You know word got around I was fucking this nigga, bitch. So the nigga called me. He like, you fucking my bitch? I'm like, I'm fucking her right now. Got your bitch tiptoeing on my marble floor. Red bottoms only for the centerfold. Big body, I got 10 of those. Whipping, working, smelling like they general.
So that bitch, take your shoes off, but don't even ask. Got your bitch tiptoeing on Italian mob. They on that bad bet. Too much walk around it. Cribs, that's egg hoes. Nine peas, that's dinner rolls. Wild freaks, that's Sandoval, huh? 100 on my shine. Y'all like a fine. Got your bitch tiptoeing like Gregory Hines. Passing out with that Nina. 10 days, you ain't seen him. She asked for an IBM. New green, nigga, you eat it. These Tony niggas all in my dick. Frisk cuts all in my wrist. 100 rounds all in my hip. 200 grand all in my whip.
Got your bitch tip. Going on my marble floor. Red bottoms only for the centerfold. Big body, I got 10 of those. Whipping, working, smelling like a general.
Went work, got the kitchen stinking. We call her undercover, a pig in a blanket. Lifestyles of the rich and famous. Shoot you in your head like Abraham Lincoln. Hunting on them bitches like Birdman. Rolling weed and white sheep, Ku Klux Klan. Put it on the scale, watch it do numbers. Playing with them keys like Stevie Wonder. All my hoes pretty, all my niggas brazy. We sell that white, sell that brown, call that rice and gravy. Call me Don't You Leave, I don't call me at all. Man, fuck all you niggas. Pause.
Got your bitch tiptoeing on my marble floor. Red bottoms only for the centerfold. Big body, I got 10 of those. Working, working, smelling like a general.
2 Chainz, that's your best answer. Cup filled with pink, I'm supporting breast cancer. I might do that walk for the 5K. I get paid every time I leave my driveway.
Got your bitch tiptoeing on my marble floor. Red bottoms only for the centerfold. Big body, I got 10 of those. Whipping, working, smelling like a general.
Yeah, what's up? What's up, wrestling fans? Welcome to Wrestling It Factor. On Tuesday, March 27, 2013, you're listening live. Come on, all you callers up on here, feel free to call in. And oh my God, Miami Heat, their winning streak is over. Chicago Bulls, won in a few minutes ago. So that 27-game streak is over with. So this is Wayne Benitez, as usual. So let's get the other host on.
Yeah, hello.
Tommy. Hey, Tommy.
Hey, Miami Heat, man, they still made history, though. I mean, they still have one of the longest streaks in the NBA, and LeBron James will get
MVP. Right. I don't think no other team will ever get to the Lakers. That was in 71-72 modern time. So
yeah, they had like five Hall of Famers on that team. Jerry West, the Lakers did. When they went to 33 straight, Jerry West was on that team.
Yeah.
I was in Baylor. I mean, LeBron just had, you know, LeBron has himself, Dwayne Wade, Chris Bosh,
a lot of points. You know, it's a different time, you know, period.
Yeah.
Possible. And go ahead.
But nobody's going to stop him in the East. I mean, that was impressive. I mean, LeBron was averaging like 24, 27 points during a winning streak. The man was killing.
Yeah, that is true, yeah. Once again, we'll talk about that, but let's get into the news. I was recently looking at more in the Digest magazine currently on about Spike TV.
Mm-hmm.
They talking about making major changes to their network, possibly rebranding, and they looking for scripted programs.
What's going to happen to TNA, because they still they've been doing things.
It's not nothing's going to happen to TNA, but they just want to rebrand it, trying to get the network more established, which it needs to be, because they've been through so many major changes, from the Nashville network to the national network. We got Pop. Ever since the Monday Night Raw went there, and they ended up going to Spike TV. Supposed to be an all males network, but I think they need to expand. Maybe they need both the male and female demographic.
Yeah, they do.
And establish like a name. They talking about rebranding everything. To get their name on the market and everything. But, you know, actually, I think UFC hold its own when it was on Spike, because it was more established. It'd been around for years.
Mm-hmm. And it had good marketing.
Legitimate sport had been around since the 90s. Way different than TNA, but I just don't really think Spike TV is actually really pushing their programming itself. Of course, they own Bellator, Viacom, so TNA is the leading show, since they can do decent ratings, because TNA is always one of the lowest network with ratings. It's because of I still call it a hillbilly network. They don't. They need more branding. If they can get up there with TNT and TBS, that would be a plus. They need to put their name out there and more programming, maybe sitcoms.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, the network has a lot of potential. They have a lot of stuff offering, but they just need to get out there more.
Yeah, they need different types of programming that can be competitive with the USA Network and the other networks.
But TNA is watchable.
Good luck on that. TNA haven't had no following. That once again, no following, they don't advertise on other networks or nothing, or still, 80-some% of the casual fans don't know about TNA and its existence. That's really depressing for their talent, even ones that been from WCW and WWE, and every time they go to the airport, Nash brought it up in recent interviews that you see other fans, casual fans asking where he's been at and all of this, and even Mick Foley and Sting, you know, Sting noticed it, and Jeff Hardy.
Mm-hmm. Is TNA still getting help from Spike TV for paying the wrestlers? I heard that TNA
Not anymore.
Not anymore?
That's been done with from a couple years back.
Good.
Because they haven't been bringing up the ratings, and now they have other things. They paying they own Bellator. They got paid their fighters and advertisement and everything. So that's it on that. They only thing they kind of helping TNA is they just get paid for every impact.
Gotcha. Speaking of Impact, I have to admit, the way they fill in the holes for Bully Ray, you know, being president of Aces and Eights was pretty good. I mean, they have answer for just about everything, you know, how D-Lo turned, why Garrett Bischoff turned, why the Briscoe turned. I mean, they had answers for everything. I'm like, man.
They didn't really have answers on why Garrett Bischoff turned at all. It wasn't the Aces. The Ace wasn't going nowhere. Nothing but jobbers. They not big names. And once again, they may have explained more of Bully Ray's story of why he was this was a 9-month plan, but how would it make it just kind of come on? They gotta make a hit and sacrifice. He was continued back and forth getting beat up by Aces of Ace and all of this. Talking about that's initiation, and I don't know. It came. I don't know. I guess it makes sense, you know. Mm-hmm. Even though the net is good quality TV Impact, but still they haven't they had lost his TNA lost his what it stands for and everything and what made the X Division and everything, and now X Division is nothing but another joke. They bastardized it and made it a three-way. Every match must be a three-way, and now it's a weight limit to 230. That's actually really pissed me off. Nothing but they try and make it a cruiserweight division, which is not a cruiserweight division. It's a no limits division. And I just don't like that. Bruce Prichard and Bischoff is actually out of touch with the product and everything. I don't see that getting over or telling a story anymore.
Yeah, I see your point on that, but you got to admit, Kenny King is not a bad champion. I like Kenny King. I like his promos he cut.
Yeah, but it still doesn't make no fucking sense at all. They just throw away the X Division, devaluing it, three-way. That's not getting over a match at all. It still has to be a two-way. That's actually a slap in the face.
I got a question
really
for
you. Right.
If you were in charge of TNA, what three things would you do to bring importance to the X Division? What three things would you do if you were in charge of TNA? What three things would you do to change the X Division around?
Oh, it would go back to it. What it was more. I guess more X Division matches, more bringing more time, have more talent instead of like three or four people on a roster. I would bring in different talent to freshen it up and everything. Bring back the no limits. No limits on everything. It can be any size guy that can do high risk moves and basically high flying and everything. And actually make the belt mean something again. That's the only thing. I think that's what's missing in the two big companies, that their belts are devaluing and they are jobbing in every match. Just like Wade Barrett, he actually the IC champion and Cesaro is the U.S. champion, but they actually getting jobbed out.
Yeah, Barry lost to the Miz this past Monday, didn't he?
Yeah, I'm just tired of that and Ziggler on and off being jobbed out, and he's the money in the bank holder, and they actually devaluing their own talent and pushed aside for the ones that's already established once they come back every WrestleMania is always now based on Rock, Cena, Undertaker, Triple H, Brock. It's like everything else is a sideshow.
Yeah, but some people think that the other match is going to be better than a Rock and Cena match.
That's the case, yeah. But it just don't feel like a WrestleMania that pays $60 or $69 to look at. It's just not worth it. It's combined of a rent. It's like two pay-per-views in one, and it's like it's actually a waste.
Yeah, you can definitely look at it. You can look at it from that way, but also WrestleMania has been, getting more popular. What I mean is that the ticket sales have been going up.
That's bottom line. That's going to always happen about ticket sales. That don't mean shit, but I'm just saying about pay-per-view buy rates. They're gonna do good on pay-per-view buy rates regardless. But when they get to a million, I don't really think so with this price. I see more people legally streaming or even going to a bar to see it, a bar or a restaurant or someone's house. That's actually the amount of gas you put in a car for 2 weeks.
Yep. That is gas money.
Yeah.
And in the past, I've gone to my buddy's house. You know, people have Super Bowl parties, people have WrestleMania parties. But yeah,
right.
You're right on that. People go to someone's house and watch it. You're right on that. And they also go to bars, so you're right on that too.
Right.
It's really a big, big deal. It's a big thing now. It's always been a big thing. What three matches are you looking forward to at WrestleMania? If you had to pick three matches.
I would say Punk and Taker. even though everyone, even though Undertaker's going to be 21-0, so it's going to be a good match. And then the other one is, you know, kind of the Shield and the six man, but I see more likely Randy Orton going to cost his team the match, or maybe turn heel. The heel turn going to happen maybe at WrestleMania.
That's two. What's your other one?
And I don't really give a damn about the Rock and Cena match. It's too predictable. yeah, Cena's going over, and then also with the Lesnar and Brock match.
Mm-hmm.
Triple H going over. There's no way in the world that he will lay down for Brock Lesnar two in a row. And I think that's also his ego, and also with the stipulation on his career is over, just for people to get buy rates and everything. And the storyline makes sense that Brock Lesnar attacked Vince McMahon, put him out. Then also, he broke Triple H's arm. So this is actually a revenge right here. And then you hear Stephanie possibly going to be in Triple H's corner and everything to even up the sides.
Oh, that is in here. Oh. I
didn't
hear that.
Yeah, sadly you say Triple H going over on this. It's too predictable, WrestleMania.
Yeah, it is predictable.
This the worst WrestleMania I see is that it's too much. It's way too predictable on everything. Then you have, you know, the Dolph Ziggler and Biggie Langston up against Kane and Daniel Bryan for the tag titles, but
And you also have
of course the Brodus Clay and Albert. I think it's an 8-person match with Naomi and Candice up against the Bellas and
Rose Dollars,
yeah.
Now I like
it's not going to be a work rate. It's going to be a comedy match, really.
Yeah, there you go. Yes, right on my mouth.
Your average SmackDown match. It's like why would I pay for that at WrestleMania C? And then also, I have some. I'm predicting this first. The opening match will be Alberto Del Rio and Jack Swagger for some strange reason.
Yeah, that happened at WrestleMania 27 in Atlanta, 2011. The World Heavyweight Championship was a match between Edge and Del Rio. That was the first match.
Yeah, you know, Vince, he don't care about the world title, WCW title, same thing. That's always going to be secondary to
the
WWE
title.
And it's like too many. I'm not even looking forward to Miz taking on Wade Barrett or Cesaro. Do you also have possibly a Kofi Kingston heel turn on the way?
That's gonna be.
I mean, it'll be interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
He needs something new.
Yeah, the Divas match, Caitlin and AJ.
Yeah. Yep. Then you're gonna probably have another one also. I just hope it's not a third one with that host from Extra.
No, no, it. Y'all remember that? That was last year in Miami.
Yeah, yeah. It's like it's go ahead.
It's like, correct me wrong, the host from Extra just get like broken ribs or something when she when she was wrestling. The host from Extra last year at WrestleMania. When she was wrestling, she hurt herself pretty bad, didn't she?
I think it was before. I think when she was doing training, she was hurt.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she was hurt from training, yeah. But strange thing, she was a better worker than half of those so-called divas. Alicia Keys. I mean, what was it, Alicia Keys? Alicia Fox.
Yeah.
Of course she's a better worker than Alicia. Alicia Keys, but Alicia Keys, yeah. That's another story.
Kind of a common mistake. Hey,
yeah.
Did you see she's in a contest on WWE's YouTube channel, and she would drink like 6 cans of sodas in 30 seconds or something like that. You know, just something to put on the YouTube channel.
Yeah, really, I don't watch the I don't watch that silly ass their YouTube channel. I have better things to do, you know, on my work schedule and everything. And another way, it's not interesting because once again, they have too many hours of program WWE, and since wrestling is still not hot and all of the hoopla going around, really no. It's like SmackDown is a waste of show now since Raw went 3 hours, and Raw was once again another bad show from last week.
Yeah, people are talking bad about it. Yeah, that's not a bad thing people are saying about it. So you're not the only one.
And so it seemed like Cena was too much of a baby, like a little boy talking to the Rock in a promo.
Well, he has a kid to his kids, his fan base, and all that. But he got him. I got the Rock. the last 2 minutes of that. Q&A session, the panel with the panel and everything, you know, the Rock like owned them. You know, after WrestleMania, the day after WrestleMania, gonna be eating, crying and eating Fruity Pebbles and everything.
Right.
Wow, he owned them. They ain't giving a rock bottom.
Tommy, we about to run out of time once again.
Oh, man. Oh, well.
And once again, I plug in Global Wrestling Promotions. Up and coming, any tour coming soon to your near you in the United States. Wrestling fans, we'll see you soon.
See you, wrestling fans.
Chair on the hill when Forrest brought down. what you're weak.